Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Bitch on the Female of the Species by Lucy Cook is a popular science book about animal behavior, evolutionary biology, and the cultural biases that have shaped scientific ideas about sex. Written by a zoologist and science communicator, it argues that female animals have long been misunderstood through male-centered assumptions that cast them as passive, monogamous, or biologically secondary. Cook uses examples from across the animal kingdom to show that female aggression, dominance, promiscuity, cooperation, and same-sex pair bonding are all part of natural variation, not exceptions to be ignored. The book also examines how women scientists helped challenge older interpretations by asking different questions and noticing patterns overlooked by earlier researchers. Its purpose is both educational and corrective. It explains how scientific narratives are built, why some became distorted, and what a more inclusive view of animal life reveals about evolution, sex, and behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how androcentric biology distorted the study of female animals. A central argument of the book is that evolutionary biology has often treated the male of the species as the default and the female as a variation that needs special explanation. Cook shows how this bias shaped ideas about mating, competition, and social structure, leaving female behavior undervalued or misunderstood. Rather than assuming that male traits are active and female traits are passive, she argues that many scientific traditions simply failed to observe female agency carefully. This matters because the distortion was not just conceptual. It influenced which questions were asked, which species were studied, and how evidence was interpreted. The book, therefore, works as a critique of scientific framing, as much as a study of animals, by tracing how older assumptions persisted for decades. Cook demonstrates that bias in science can be subtle and cumulative, embedded in terminology, research design, and interpretation. Her analysis helps readers see that scientific objectivity is not automatic, and that better biology depends on more inclusive observation and interpretation. Secondly, female sexuality as a wide biological spectrum rather than a moral stereotype. Cook repeatedly challenges the old idea that females are naturally coy, selective, and evolutionarily invested mainly in restraint. Drawing on examples from primates, birds, insects, and other groups, she presents female sexuality as variable, strategic, and often far more active than traditional narratives admit. In the book, promiscuity, multiple mating, and same-sex pairing are not treated as anomalies, but as behaviors that can have adaptive, social, or reproductive significance, depending on species and context. This reframing is important because it separates biological description from moral judgment. Older science often imported human norms about femininity into animal research, then treated those norms as natural law. Cook shows that this approach flattened complexity and obscured the real diversity of reproductive behavior. Her discussion encourages readers to think of sex not as a fixed binary script, but as a set of ecological and evolutionary strategies. That broader view makes the book useful both scientifically and culturally, because it replaces simplified stereotypes with a more accurate account of how reproduction actually works in nature. Thirdly, powerful case studies that overturn passive female assumptions. The book gains force from its concrete animal examples, which show that female behavior can include a dominance, aggression, leadership, and lethal competition. Cook highlights species such as spotted hyenas, lemurs, meerkats, albatrosses, and orcas to demonstrate that female animals can occupy positions of social authority or display reproductive strategies that are highly active and complex. These examples are not included merely for shock value. They serve a logical function. Each one breaks a different stereotype that readers may unconsciously carry about sex roles in nature. For instance, female-led social structures challenge the assumption that power is inherently male, while postmenopausal orcas complicate simplistic ideas about reproduction as the sole measure of female value. The diversity of species also matters because it shows that no single model of femininity explains the animal kingdom. Cook uses comparative biology to reveal pattern and variation at the same time. The result is an argument built not on abstract theory alone, but on observable biological diversity that undermines one-size-fits-all assumptions. Fourthly, the role of female scientists in correcting scientific blind spots. Another important theme is the way the book credits women scientists and other overlooked researchers for challenging inherited assumptions. Cook shows that when the people asking the questions change, the evidence that comes into view also changes. Female researchers often notice behaviors or ecological patterns that had been ignored because they did not fit established theories about male competition and female passivity. This point gives the book an institutional dimension. It is not only about what animals do, but about who gets to define what counts as important data. Cook suggests that a more diverse scientific community is better equipped to recognize complexity because it is less likely to reproduce a single cultural viewpoint. That does not mean gender alone determines scientific insight. but it does mean background and perspective can affect research priorities. By foregrounding this process, the book turns a discussion of animal behavior into a broader critique of knowledge production. It shows how scientific progress often depends on people willing to question the common sense of their field and re-examine what had been taken for granted. Lastly, a readable popular science style that combines humor with correction, Cook writes in a lively, accessible style that helps the book reach beyond specialist audiences without diluting its argument. Humor is not just a decorative feature. It is part of the method. By using wit, vivid animal examples, and a lightly irreverent tone, she lowers the barrier to complex subjects such as sexual selection, reproductive strategy, and evolutionary theory. This makes the book appealing to general readers while still carrying a serious intellectual purpose. The style also reflects the book's larger mission. If the scientific record has been shaped by stale assumptions, then the writing should feel equally capable of dislodging them. At the same time, the book remains grounded in real zoological and evolutionary discussion, rather than turning into polemic. That balance is one reason it stands out in the popular science category. It is informative enough to correct misconceptions, but readable enough to sustain interest across many species and concepts. The result is a book that can function both as an introduction to female animal behavior and as a critique of the habits of scientific storytelling. In conclusion, Bitch on the Female of the Species is best suited to readers interested in popular science, animal behavior, evolutionary biology, feminism, and the history of scientific ideas. It is especially valuable for anyone who wants a book that does more than list unusual animal facts. It explains why those facts were overlooked, how scientific bias works, and what changes when research begins from different assumptions. Readers looking for a dry academic survey may find the tone too playful, but that same style is part of the book's strength because it makes a complicated critique unusually accessible. What distinguishes it from many other books in the same category is its combination of argument, evidence, and cultural critique. Rather than simply celebrating remarkable female animals, Cook uses them to expose a deeper problem in how biology has been taught and interpreted. The result is both corrective and expansive. It broadens the reader's understanding of sex in nature, while also encouraging a more critical view of how scientific knowledge is produced, and whose perspectives have historically been left out. If you would like to support Lucy Cook, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.